Welcome to a new episode of Bramp. This time I'm talking to Matt Fairbairn, the founder and main coach for Performance Hockey Coach. Matt's had a history of running camps for hockey and is trying to elevate hockey with this new online hockey.
So we'll jump straight in with the first question. Explain to us a little bit about Performance Hockey Coaching.
Cool. Yeah, so Performance Hockey Coaching came about probably about a year ago. It was probably the infancy of my Instagram following starting to really, really grow rapidly, 300 or 400 followers a day. So there's obviously a real interest in the short mini clips that I was putting together on Instagram and on my socials. And sort of from there, Performance Hockey Coaching was created and was evolved. So Performance Hockey Coach or Performance Hockey Coaching, which is the website name, is really, a platform for which players can start to tap into high quality, high impact video resources that perhaps they might not have been able to sort of tap into otherwise. You know, maybe they're not in a position where they've got the coaching quality nearby. Maybe they're looking for more detailed, more information that's applicable to the sort of stuff that they're looking for. So Performance Hockey Coach, I guess, has come from Instagram, from that sort of people wanting it from Instagram, and also me wanting to share, you know, my skills and my knowledge that I've built up over a 20-year playing career and a 15 or 20-year sort of coaching career. So that's Performance Hockey Coach, very much an online offering in terms of getting into courses and getting into content. And the idea was to not just be able to pass on my coaching wisdom locally to the UK and to Cheltenham, but actually to have a much further reach worldwide and become synonymous with being like the best online coaching provider, field hockey coaching provider worldwide. And I feel like that is starting to happen and that ripple effect is starting to happen. So it's a really exciting time for Performance Hockey Coach. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And looking at your website, you sell packages of skill tutorial videos. So you've got hitting tutorials, reversing, defensive tactics, all the way up to advanced skills. So I think the advanced skills pack is drag flicks, overheads, things like that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so currently we have six courses on there at the moment, which are passing and receiving transformation, goal scoring, defending, eliminating. We've also got, as you say, an advanced skills sort of masterclass, which is a slightly shorter one, which contains five skills. And we've also got what I call our junior accelerator course. So that's a course that I put together in the back end of the summer to help, as it sounds, junior hockey players with tips and advice specific to those guys that are looking for maybe tips to stand out in trials or assessments, new school terms, new seasons, and also to help parents as well, sort of help juniors on that sort of journey of, achieving their goals. And that doesn't mean necessarily playing an elite level sport. That might just be making the next step on the ladder on the sort of England hockey pathway. So those are the six courses. And on average, those courses are at least 3 hours, 3.5, 4 hours long. And then we also have our sort of performance bundle as well, which is all of those courses all in one really nice package. And you can enjoy the 18 hours worth of content there. So that is what we've got currently there on our platform. Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, I just did that a minute ago. I hit my phone onto do not disturb before it started going off.
Intellectual thing, something like that going on. Yeah.
Not my first rodeo with it. So so with those packages, you're really helping to try and advance that kind of broad skill-based knowledge. You also offer a residential camp that I've seen.
Yeah, so I think for me, what I'm trying to always do is I'm always trying to think about what people want and problem solving and those pain points. So those first set of courses that I've put together seem like really sensible courses for people to transform all those different areas of their game. And again, those courses are all pretty much applicable to any sort of solid club player, school player coming through, and even more advanced players, because there's actually different sort of techniques, different ways to look at things. So I feel like all of those are a really nice starting point for players, generally speaking. The residential courses are, I guess, in line with our camps that we run. So I run a lot of camps in and around Gloucestershire, Bristol, Avon, down in the southwest of the UK. So they're tied in with those sorts of things. So yeah, if you are a junior player based up in, you know, up in the north, you could come down and do a residential camp with us in the summer over in the southwest, where we're going to have some international hockey players coming to help. And if you enroll in those courses, you can enjoy all of our online stuff as well. So we're starting to bring out not just those sort of transformational courses, but we've got residential camps, and we've got some really other exciting courses, sort of platforms, programs, and offerings coming out soon as well. So yeah, it's an ever evolving sort of offering of courses to people, to make sure that everyone, be it the sort of grassroots, maybe player or parent, through to, I guess, elite level coaching, can start to benefit from everything that we're doing. Yeah, absolutely, mate.
Yeah, and those residential camps, they include room and board as well. So it really is anywhere people can come from, as long as they can get there, they've got a place to stay, they're going to be looked after. You've got adult supervision to make sure, you know, the parties that go on at night when mum and dad are away aren't too leery.
Yeah, that's it, mate. I think that's it, you know. Whilst we want to have a lot of fun on these camps and these courses, and the sort of off-pitch stuff will be good fun. I'm a big sort of a big believer and a big fan of downtime and letting yourself go a little bit and trying to forget actually about hockey, because a bit like you, mate, it can be all consuming. People will come down, enjoy, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 nights depending on which course you're going to come on, some time away from the parents. And of course, everything that's on the pitch is going to be geared towards, you know, geared towards performance and stretching players as best they can. There's a couple of different levels. So there's like a talent level and a performance level for those slightly different ages and abilities. So there's something for players 11 or 12 all the way up to 15 and 16 years of age. So it's going to be really, really exciting. We've got a great formula for all of our camps. We've been running camps for, I think, 10 years now. So all we're doing really is adding in the sort of boarding and overnight stuff, which is just going to add to the experience as well. So that 10 years, I guess it's somewhat of a 10-year celebration of running camps, and we're now starting to do residential stuff, and I guess tying it in with some international hockey players, our new sort of brand sponsor Naked, as well as all of our online stuff, means that, you know, players are going to get a really good experience overall with those residential camps. Yeah.
And you've touched on it there, you're partnered with Naked Hockey. You've got some internationals coming in.
Yeah.
You've talked about this, I think, on social media already. You've got your Pro Series coming up.
That's right, yeah.
So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the Pro Tour, or the Pro Series, but the Pro Tour, as we're calling it, it's going to be really interesting, this, and I think really, really excited about this. So, in fact, I was just putting together our sort of roster of players, if you like, a second ago on social media, and getting some profiles put together. We're going to have around 30 players, 25 to 30 of the, I guess, the world's, you know, high performing players. So from South and North America, Europe, Asia, the Southern Hemisphere, obviously UK, Europe, and men and women, guys that are playing at the very highest level. So there's guys in there that are obviously at the World Cup currently, people like Felix Danea, Tim Benash, just to name a couple of the guys there in particular. They're then sort of Naked, big Naked brand ambassadors and sponsored players. So what we're going to do is each of those players is going to offer around 20 minutes or half an hour of content to us, and that's the aim and the objective. And they're going to put together maybe 3, 4, 5 sort of skills that they use regularly. So you might have guys that are doing drag flicking, the forwards will be doing some elimination skills. If they're a defender, it might be obviously around defending stuff. And then as well as the skills that they're going to film and they're going to talk about and the tips that they're going to provide for the on pitch stuff, there'll also be like Q&As on perhaps fitness, match preparation, their hurdles that they've had to come, captaincy, you know, winning mentality, warrior mentality, all of these things that it takes to become, I guess, those top players that have played international hockey, or some of them are very much on the very verge of, you know, getting those caps at your senior international level. So we really wanted to, I think, with something like that, that appeals to players that maybe wouldn't necessarily benefit from some of our transformational courses because they're already, you know, very competent players, but actually they might want to understand more about the winning mentality from, you know, the Spanish captain because, you know, he's having success at the World Cup or whatever it may be. So I think it's going to start to help, you know, certainly players, coaches, teachers, and people that want to, I guess, some inspiration as well on what high level sport looks like, and a bit of I guess a bit of a behind the scenes sort of Netflix sort of documentary style of this is what goes on at elite level hockey, because I don't think actually people get much of an insight into that sort of thing. We get little snippets, don't we, on maybe England hockey, because you know we're in England, or people give a bit of an insight into maybe some changing, you know, dressing room style stuff or behind the scenes, but actually I think there's a lot more to it. And I think it'll be a really interesting concept that is now starting to gather some momentum and take some shape. That will be coming out in the summertime in preparation for our sort of start of our domestic season. But we'll be opening up our sort of pre-launch later this week in January. So at the end of January, depending on when this this sort of information we get out. But certainly probably by the time you listen to this, we'll have a pre-launch open for people to enroll and get a bit more information. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think that's really interesting. That kind of off-pitch side of performance hockey is something that's not really touched on, as you say, a lot in social media or any sort of coverage that reaches kind of the broad market. So I think that'll be really interesting. Will those be formatted as like a sit-down interview, or will it be an online Q&A where your followers will submit questions?
Yeah, so I think that's a really interesting question. So the idea is that all the skill-based stuff, the on-pitch skill-based stuff, will be where the guys will be given a brief of some of the things that I want them to look at. So maybe one of the defenders will be looking at some disguised passing, a little bit on marking, maybe some short corner defense, and some elimination skills as their skills potentially, and then their off-pitch stuff. So the Q&A things will be, they'll answer those questions, a set of, you know, maybe 10 questions on their preparation for a big game. And it might be their sort of routine for how they train before that week, some of the nutritional aspects, what sort of routine they might go through in terms of like flexibility. And they'll answer those questions. The guys that are maybe captaining a side, we again set out similar sorts of questions about, you know, how do they bring a group of players together? How do they, you know, prepare themselves as well as prepare the team? All those sorts of questions will be set out to them. But we are going to hopefully run some webinars as well. So we're going to have maybe some webinars that tie in with that. So we might get one of the top drag flickers on, and that webinar would just be on drag flicking. And then you can sign up to that, enjoy that, and enroll in that. And then from there, if you enjoy that sort of content and more, you can then go, oh, do you know what, the Pro Tour is coming out later this year. I'll enroll in that. And we can find out more about him or her and the whole group of players as a sort of collective. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's really, so the webinar series, is that going to be a series of one-offs? Is it going to be kind of really popular, will it become like a monthly thing?
Yeah, that's it. I think at the moment it's a little bit of a finger in the air and just see where it's at. But if it became a popular offering or popular sort of sign up, we would certainly be looking to offer that more on a monthly basis. So, yeah, it would be, you know, some of the obvious topics would be things like drag flicking, those sort of specific skills that are quite specialist and somebody can start to talk about a technique. We'd probably get some video clips on there, and if we had a drag flicker on there, they'd be talking about maybe those certain techniques. They'd also probably have some video footage of themselves because they're going to be a successful drag flicker. And then it'll probably be in a sort of like a 40 minute or an hour format. First part of it would be video and them talking. Second part would be like a Q&A about, you know, why they choose to flick in certain areas, or, you know, any questions really that people want to find out more and, you know, understand more about why they have been so successful and the tips that they can, I guess, provide to help players. Yeah.
That all sounds really interesting. So is that the route that you want to take performance hockey coaching going forward, this more kind of interactive approach, and so not just the here is a video content of me teaching you how to do the skill, but here is also a chance to interact with high level players?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you've touched on it there, and I think it sort of ties in quite nicely with some of the exciting stuff that's coming up. So we were just talking just before this about a new app that we're putting together down here. So at the moment, all of the content is on a platform, on an online platform that's, you know, it's really accessible. It's fantastic platform. But I just wanted to keep moving things forward. So we're hopefully going to have our app coming out over the next 2 or 3 weeks. And as people will know, that will make things much, much easier. So it will be a case of you log into your app, and you've got all of the courses there that you've enrolled in. You can access them really quickly. Your point about it, things being more interactive, it will create a sort of community sense within the app, and we can sort of look to invite players to things like your webinars. We can start discussions, and then from there, you know, the community will start to build, and you know, we can see what sorts of demands there are for certain skills. So if we've done drag flicking, the next one might be like a short corner defense. It's sort of set up. It might be something from goalkeeping. So yeah, it won't just be high quality impact sort of video stuff. It will be that, and also a chance to somehow engage and communicate with players on a more sort of personal, you know, personable level, which I think is really, really nice. Because, you know, certainly when, you know, we have you know, top level players come to our camps, you know, even me, that's a bit of a self-confessed hockey nerd, you know, we still want to find out information about, you know, what's going on at the highest levels and so forth. So I think actually, you know, if people have access to those sorts of people, I think that's actually quite a nice, exciting proposition, you know.
Yeah. And when the app comes out, are you going to try and build more to a kind of mentor package? So maybe a one-on-one coaching option, maybe not a recurring thing, but something that you could purchase. And maybe if that catches on, again, branch out and maybe get some of these elite players to come in.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right, mate. So we've talked about some mentoring stuff already, and I think it's a really interesting, you know, area for players to actually, you know, connect with somebody and work with them on a, you know, over a period of time. It might be a lead up to, you know, a particular event, or it might be some trials, or it might just be a general, you know, working alongside them. So, and what we find is with the international athletes, the top athletes, they often, in and amongst their training and their playing, they are you know, available and keen to pass on their knowledge and pass on their skills. So within the app, when that goes live, players will have the opportunity to you know, look at those mentors that are available on like maybe a 3 or 6 month sort of program, and sign up to work with them. And if you're, you know, and perhaps if you're a forward, you look to link up with, you know, another forward, and you can sort of work through, I guess, some of those challenges that you might have as a forward, you know, bounce questions off each other, bounce ideas off each other, look at things like goal setting, planning of time, you know, nutritional stuff, you know, the fitness aspects as well. So yeah, the mentoring side of it is going to be something that will be coming, being built into the app. And that's absolutely, I think, the way that, I guess, discerning, you know, profile young players, coaches and teachers actually want to go, is they want to have that sort of personal feel. So yeah, that will be something that we look to, yeah, start to build into it for sure.
And are you going to look to also branch out to not just players, but also to coaches? Because having done various England hockey coaching courses, some of them have an assumed knowledge of technical skills.
Yeah.
So it's more of a safety, can you run a session, rather than are you teaching the right thing?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm already, it's what I'm going to be doing this afternoon, is finishing up some more drills that I'm putting together. So we've got a coaching resource package that's coming out. It's about, it's going to be about 130 drills worth of content. So that is already being put onto our current platform. We've already had people enroll in that already. So that's coming out later this week, 27th or 28th of January, depending on when this stuff comes out as well. So by that point, people will be able to enroll, coaches, teachers, obviously players that do some coaching as well. So you can enroll in that, and that covers off much like the individual stuff. So there's going to be passing and receiving drills, there's going to be goal scoring drills, elimination style drills, small sided games. So there's going to be like 4 or 5 categories, and as a coach you can basically jump onto that category, and within each category there's going to be 8 to 10 different drills, and each drill is going to have 3 or 4 progressions. So that's where we're at the moment. And what's quite nice about that is there's some little video clips of me from my library in there as well. So it's not just a case of setting out a drill. It's a case of you'll see the drill, but where possible, you'll also see like a little video of me showing how to actually, you know, collect a ball as you approach the ball, or how, what sort of skill you're going to do in the drill. So it's not just set up drill progressions. Ideally, there's going to be some other sort of facets to it. And then over the summer, as time goes on, we're going to then try to develop those drills, not just as sort of animations and drawings, which they are at the moment, which are great, but actually to film the drills being done. by 6 or 8 people, so you can actually see what those drills look like in real time being performed by, you know, good quality hockey players. So at the moment it's a sort of it's just started the last few weeks, these resources, but as the summer goes on there'll be resources there for teachers and coaches, and that'll all then also then go onto the app as well. So that'll all be onto the app, and you can go, do you know what, I'm just getting to training, jump onto the app, get onto the coaching resources section, I wanted to do some small-sided games. That's cool. We've got 8 or 10 to choose from. There's Matt doing some little video clips. And in the summer, there'll also be more video related stuff as well. So it'll be a really nice sort of resource that's going to be offered. And as I said, hopefully taking it above and beyond what is already out there is the aim and the objective, really. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So in that, will you look at skill variation, or will it be very much, here is the skill, here's how to execute it? Or will it be broken down of, for example, a V-drag? Do you go over the ball or under the ball? What are the pros? What are the cons of each one?
Yeah. Yeah. So for example, I was just finishing up some of our passing and receiving drills. So you would see the drill. At the moment, it's like an animation style. So you can see the drill nicely set out. And then there's like 4 different animations, because there's 3 or 4 progressions. So it jumps from each one. And then in between those sorts of animations, there would be an actual video of me doing doing a certain skill. So if it's about picking up a ball on the left foot area, it would be about like the hand positioning to make sure that you can pick up that ball comfortably on the left foot as it comes to you. So you know, you could set up a drill that talks about that, but actually it's not fair to say, you know, that teachers necessarily know or coaches necessarily know how to, you know, hold a stick properly when there's like an awkward ball coming to your left foot, or how to pick up the ball on the move, or a certain style of shot. So if there's a shooting drill that was a reverse stick shot off the left foot, you know, we would show the video of the shot off the left foot so people can see ball positioning and so forth like that. So it's just trying to take it a little bit more than the animations at this stage. And then as I said, as we go on, those shooting drills will be, say, a shooting drill with 3 or 4 progressions. And then those progressions, you know, it would all be filmed in real time. So there'll be a camera filming it, and it would be talked over, and it would be a really nice resource for coaches to have.
Yeah, that all sounds really good. And then, so going forward, where do you see performance hockey coaching going in the more long term?
Yeah, mate. So I'm really excited for performance hockey coach. I think it's got a lot of potential. And I think, as we were talking about earlier, it's just making sure that people, I think, understand the real importance of high quality coaching and sort of buying into that idea of having something that's available to you. And it's not just, you know, going down to the pitch, working with a good coach or a bad coach potentially. It's actually, there's more to it. And I think performance hockey coach will continue to grow, from strength to strength. And I think our link with Naked Hockey is going to be really, really exciting because of all the exciting players that are involved with those guys. So that's going to help bring the brand up and really try to make the brands like the go-to in terms of all field hockey coaching, resources, from individual, you know, customization to people working with mentors to coaches, you know, getting into a library of hundreds and hundreds of videos, and it being on the app as well over the next 3 or 4 weeks is also really, really exciting, because we put some real time into that to make sure that's something that's going to make sure we stand apart. But I think the foundations of it are just making sure that the quality of the content is really, really, really good, and making sure that people can feel that they're getting lots and lots of value when they're, you know, ultimately spending a bit of money with us, investing some time, that they get some outcomes from it, lots of outcomes from it, and it's going to help either them individually or their side, their team or their club as well. So yeah, no, it's an exciting time actually. It's been a journey, as we sort of briefly spoke about at the start, but I think I think post-COVID, I think a lot of people have started to look at the way that they learn and the way that they develop and the way that they sort of, you know, put time into things. And that's why, it was performance hockey coach was sort of born from that, and sharing that knowledge to people, you know, be it locally to me, worldwide, or wherever it may be. So, no, it's an exciting time. So watch this space. Absolutely, mate. Yeah.
And then for any plans to take performance hockey coaching on the road, maybe running camps overseas, Netherlands, Belgium, Spain? I know France have got a big push on and gearing up to the Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get a lot of requests actually to come and do camps and clinics and so forth. People are often talking about they love the content, and in fact it was this morning I had somebody saying that they bought all of our courses, and they're really looking forward to the Pro Tour coming out. If you're ever over in Miami, we'd love to see you do something. It'd be nice to go to Miami and run some camps. But yeah, Miami, South Africa, we've often asked to come and do stuff. Spain, some of the Balearic Islands in Spain, we've been asked to do stuff. So there's lots of people, I think, that can see the value of the content that we're doing and probably would love to come and see me and do some in-person stuff. So we did an international roadshow in the UK on our camps a few years ago, just after COVID. So if we could do like a worldwide sort of roadshow, that would be actually a really, really good idea, I think. Watch this space on that one. Definitely, we're really keen to sort of pass on the knowledge and pass on the skills. Yeah, both online, as we've talked about for the majority of this, but also ultimately in person is the best way to do it, and we'd love to be able to do that. So if people want to sort of experience that, then we'd love to absolutely love to help out, for sure.
Awesome. Thanks for your time.
No worries,
we'll wrap up there.
Perfect, appreciate it. Thanks very much for having me on. Really, really good. Nice to share stuff. So yeah, awesome stuff, mate. Thank you.
You can find Matt at Performance Hockey UK at Performance. As always, please like and subscribe. Leave a comment below of who you'd like to appear on the podcast and who you're interested in hearing on Matt's Pro Tour.